Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, February 20th, 2023. Stand up for your country. It is President's Day. Everybody's off but me and my staff, my hardworking staff. But there's a lot of news stuff. I mean, I had to be on the air today on both radio and television. Some of it's good news, some of it's bad news. And on the president front, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it other than to tell you that the two best presidents in our republic were Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, the men we honor today. Okay, so big media stories in play and the colossal lawsuit against Fox News and Newsmax is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So let me just run down this whole thing to put it in perspective, which none of the media does because they hate Fox News and by extension Newsmax, which are primarily now conservative news agencies. On November 7, 2020, Donald Trump lost the presidency by 7 million popular votes out of 158 million cast. Very close, okay? In fact, so close that in the swing states of Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin, those three states, Trump lost by just 44,000 votes. Okay, less than 15,000 in each state. If he had won those votes, it would have been a tie in the Electoral College. Okay, if he had carried Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin, it would have been a tie. And there were other states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, which were dubious to say the least. So immediately, charges of fraud in the election emerged. Y'all remember that? It was a tremendously intense story. Now, as a journalist, I listened to those charges as any responsible journalist would. Okay? I mean, if you're going to, and the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, was heading this, fraud in the election. So the Trump people put out spokespersons like Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, a number of others to whip up, all right, anger about the election, and they wanted it overturned. It was, if you remember back then, it was crazy. It was absolutely insane. Now, I covered this story fairly, and I watched as Justice Alito, who has oversight for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, signaled to the Trump administration, he would consider evidence of fraud in Pennsylvania. That was a key for me as a journalist. I'm watching Alito. But the Trump administration had to present the evidence to him. They did not. They had an opportunity. They did not. I knew then that it was over, because the only body that could overturn that election or put a stay on it was the Supreme Court. That was it. There's no other mechanism in this country. So I knew it was over in, I'd say, the middle to end of December. All right. But again, I'm giving the Trump people time to accumulate information about fraud, which is a fair thing to do. I also knew that much of my audience believed there was fraud because that's what a lot of people wanted to believe. Fox News and Newsmax were doing a little bit, taking a little bit different approach. They were promoting the fact that there was fraud because that's what their audience wanted to hear. Now, Fox pulled back a little bit, but Newsmax did not. And so Fox began losing viewers to Newsmax. Okay. Then we come to January 4th, 2021, when the vote certification process, which would put Biden into office, gets underway. Here's what I said. Go. All right, so let's begin with Wednesday on the vote certification. The Electoral College puts Joe Biden into the presidency. Now, there are millions of Americans, literally, who believe the election was a fraud. Now, there is evidence that there were fraudulent things that took place. There's no question about that. All right. But the court system is not going to overturn a vote unless the evidence is incredible, vivid, beyond any doubt. And that has not been produced by the Trump administration. Now, after I said that we lost a lot of premium members who are the lifeblood of this independent news organization, we don't have a corporation here. It's my corporation. And after I said that, which was absolutely 100% true, people just canceled because they did not want to hear it. So we went forth, we still prosper, but I had to say what was true and put that above profits. Unfortunately, the corporate media does not do that. And so the charges of fraud by the Dominion voting machine outfit were broadcast without any backup. All right, you heard them all. You heard it and heard it and heard it. Now, I wouldn't put on Rudy Giuliani or Sidney Powell because I don't put on people to talk to you unless they have some credibility. When they called us, we said, we're happy to put you on, but you got to give us something. Can't just be speculation. We don't do speculation here. Okay. So then on January, March 26th, 2021, Dominion files a lawsuit against Fox News Channel, $1.6 billion, which is going to be heard next month. $1.6 billion. They also sue Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, my pillow guy, Mike Lindell, OANN, and Newsmax. They sue them all for defamation. Okay? So they defamed the Dominion Voting Systems Corporation, hurt their business, and that's where the lawsuit is. So last week, all right, Dominion releases its case to the public. And you heard it, I'm sure. You guys are alert. You follow the news. You saw it. You heard it. I read the entire 179-page brief because I know all these people at Fox. All right. So I read it. But I also knew that none of the accusations by Dominion have been cross-examined. So while NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, all of them, 100%, took those allegations as truth, I didn't, because they have to be challenged. Okay? And that's what journalism is. You are skeptical, even if you don't like the person on the other end. And I'll get to Don Lemon in a moment. This is another example of that. Okay. So Fox News is embarrassed because all of these emails and everything goes out and all that, but there's no context to it. There isn't any context to it. What is true, and I know this to be fact, is that Fox was worried about Newsmax. And it wasn't going to get skeptical about the charges of fraud because they thought they would lose audience to Newsmax. That's true, 100% true. So rather than doing what I did, Fox continued along the lines of fraud, and they didn't put the fraud accusations in perspective. All they had to do was that. It wasn't even hard. If I had been there at Fox, that never would have happened. The whole thing never would have happened because it's not hard to do that. You can hear opinions if you provide context for them. You can't use an opinion as a fact. You can't say Dominion was a fraud. And it has been proven that Dominion wasn't a fraud. There weren't any machines throwing votes to Biden. It didn't happen. But there was fraud, and I'll get to that in a moment. Now, once again, this election was so close that the people who voted for Trump, most of them wanted the 44,000 votes that decided it to be scrutinized. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. I wanted them to be scrutinized. And it turns out Arizona did it, Wisconsin did it, Georgia did it, and it came back, no fraud. Still, people don't believe it. And you are entitled to your opinion. Trump doesn't believe it. Trump still believes he got hosed. Now, what was the real fraud? And this is really the kicker on this whole thing. Mark Zuckerberg, all right, the internet guy, the Facebook guy, pumped $400 million into the Center for Tech and Civic Life and another organization to electioneer. Where did that money go? $400 million? Georgia got 45, Pennsylvania 25, Michigan 17, Wisconsin 10, Arizona 5. For what? Where did that money go? That's an colossal amount of money. It went to people who, quote unquote, got out the vote. What does that mean? Did they pay for votes? That's the scandal. If anything, that's what the federal government should be investigating. Not this dopey speculative Dominion machines from Venezuela did. I mean, it was insane. So what happens now? The trial is in April. A very well-informed friend of mine thinks Fox is going to win that trial because Dominion won't be able to show malice. Okay? Opinion isn't malice unless It's a real tricky line here legally. I don't know. But in the court of public opinion, Fox News has already lost because the discretionary viewers are hearing all this. These are the people that might go in, might not. Now, the Fox News viewers, they're going to stay because they got nowhere else to go. They got nowhere else to go. All right? And they'll stay. Because a lot of them don't even mind that the fraudulent charges didn't pan out. They wanted to hear them. People believe what they want to believe. I don't think that this is going to affect Fox News ratings. Okay, I think they'll stay. But as far as journalistic credibility is concerned, if anybody even cares about that now, remember, as I wrote in the message of the day, the corporate media ran wild with Russian collusion and Trump was responsible for the violence on January 6th. They ran wild with that. Okay, they said it was a fact. Both cases turned out to be false. And that it's the same thing. News organizations not checking anything out, putting on stuff that turns out not to be true and stating it as fact. How many times did you watch these pinheads? Oh, Trump is in bed with Putin and colluding and Trump, he caused that riot at the Capitol. And I mean, how many times do you hear it? Thousands. And now these same people are going after FNC on the fraud. Staggering. It's an amazing story. It's going to change the whole media landscape in this country, which needs to be reformed desperately. And this is self-serving, but if you stay with me, I will never mislead you. All right? Never. I don't care about the money. I care about honor and honest reporting. And that's a memo. Biden's secret trip to Ukraine, he got in there by train from Poland. He met with Zelensky. He's out of there now. Here's the real interesting part about this. The U.S. State Department gave Putin a heads up that Biden was going in. Okay, they didn't want a quote-unquote accident or incident. So that shows there is communications between D.C. and Moscow, which is good. All right? So now Biden is in Poland. He's going to meet with the Polish. Look, the thing that caught my eye is we've already given we, the American taxpayer, Ukraine, more than $100 billion. Okay? More than $100 billion. And now, today, Biden says, we'll give you a half billion more. This Biden doesn't care about spending taxpayer money, obviously. He's the biggest spending president by far in American history. But you just can't continue to just pump American tax money to Ukraine or anywhere else. You've got to be a little bit restrained. Forget it. Okay, so Biden, I think, is going to be home Tuesday night. But who knows? I don't know. Meanwhile, back at the White House, virtue signaling going on like crazy. So yesterday, February 19th, was recognized as Day of Remembrance of Japanese-American Incarceration during World War II. So here's what the White House put out, quote, when Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066 81 years ago today, it ushered in one of the most shameful periods in American history. The wrongful incarceration of 120,000 Americans of Japanese descent tore families apart, men, women, and children forced to abandon their homes, their jobs, their communities, their businesses, their way of life. They were sent to inhumane concentration camps simply because of their heritage. And in a tragic miscarriage of justice, the Supreme Court upheld these immoral and unconstitutional policies, unquote. Okay, I don't have any quibble with any of that. That internment was ridiculous and it was unconstitutional and everybody who participated was wrong. But guess whose portrait is most prominent in the Oval Office? That might be FDR, the liberal icon, right over the fireplace. So why is he up there, Mr. President? If he's so heinous, how come you're not canceling him? What? How come? He should be canceled. Terrible what he did. Don't worry about getting us out of the Depression or winning World War II. No. So that just shows you the intellectual level of the White House is about fifth grade. That's where I put it. Are we going to cancel CNN host Don Lemon? He wasn't on the air today. He's down in Miami somewhere, I guess. I don't know. I wrote a column on him on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you read it. And basically I said, look, What Lemon said was stupid. It was preposterous that women are can't be in their prime after they're 40. It's insane. But Lemon said insane stuff his whole career, right? So, all right, this is what you pay him to do, CNN. It's not like this is a shock, number one. All right, and number two, you had two women on the panel with him that could have just annihilated him, right? In the court, right in their TV, just annihilated. What? What are you, crazy? You can't be saying stuff. Lemon used to keep going, well, Google it. Google it? Can you imagine me and Lemon if he had said something like that? He'd be a puddle. But no, this is what reporting, I wasn't there, but they went to management. Why? Just do it yourself. That's my point. You know, you confront stupidity. Run to management. If management wants to do something about it, let them do it. But you're on the air, you confront it. Okay. Not everybody agrees with me, and we like that. Let's go to a very smart woman. I'm not going to ask her age. That would be impolite. I would never do that. Amy Tarkanian is a former Nevada State Republican chairwoman. She comes to us from Reno. Where am I going wrong here, Amy?
Well, you're actually right. But on the other hand, you probably had two women who were in shock that he even said such a misogynistic comment on the air. And you're right, for him to say, just go Google it. What kind of journalistic background do you have? Now, obviously, he's not new to saying stupid things, as you pointed out. He was removed from primetime to then the morning show, which morning shows typically have a combination of factual news and opinion. Now, we know his opinion. We know he's an arrogant knucklehead. And these women should have taken him to task on the air. But I think they were taken aback, and so they felt they probably needed some backup.
Well, no excuse. They're on national TV. Look, in my career, you think I haven't heard worse stuff than that?
Sure.
You go, what? And then you put forth how dumb it is. Taken aback or surprised? No.
Well, you had the one anchor on one side actually question and say, are you talking about, you know, being pregnant or with pregnancy? I can't remember how she put it.
Yeah, that was Poppy Harlow,
I believe. 20s, 30s, and 40s, which obviously means their appearance and not their mental capabilities.
This was so preposterous, what Lemon said, that it's not even worthy of debate. It's not. There's not two sides to the story, all right? There's the truth that women, just like men, can operate at a very high level, depending on their physiology, all right, into what? Their 80s, 90s, I mean, Joe Biden, right? I mean, come on.
My mother-in-law is the perfect example. She actually was Las Vegas mayor pro tem in her 80s, and she's currently a university regent getting ready to hit 89.
We all know that this is ridiculous. So then the job of the anchors is to point out how ridiculous it is, not just go, I'm offended. No.
Well, no. I think, unfortunately, they're so used to playing the victim, as you so rightfully point out in
there
your
you
article,
go.
Talking about the victim of the woke culture.
Yeah.
And so they are so brainwashed into thinking this way, that that's the way to think, and that you're supposed to just bend over and take it. Maybe that's why they were taken aback.
Maybe,
so,
I mean, you know, look, I don't particularly care. Yeah, I don't know, and I don't particularly care. I don't watch CNN because there's nothing I can learn from CNN. They're not real interested in putting out any kind of worthy information, in my humble opinion. Now, Lemon, would you fire him if you were the president of CNN? Would you kick him right out the door?
Well, I actually would fire him because, you know, you also had the left talking about Me Too. And this seems to kind of fit in that category. Where are all these, you know, feminists, you know, crying out to foul from this guy, you know, silence.
Oh, he, so, no, he's getting it. He's getting it from every direction. But you would fire him. You'd show him
I
the door.
I would fire him because I think he's had one strike, two strikes, three strikes. How many strikes does it take for this guy to actually, you know, function like a normal human being on the air?
So you would fire him for tonight. Essentially, you would fire him for being dumb.
Yeah, probably so.
He's going to get fired because of low ratings. I don't think CNN's going to do it because of this, because that opens up a lawsuit and a lot of stuff. But he will. He's not this time next year. You won't be seeing him. All right, Amy, thank you very much for helping us out. Very kind of you to take time out of your day to do it. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And talking about dumb, how about Andrea Mitchell? 76 years old. I have to point that out. Okay, so she's talking about Governor DeSantis and his mandates in Florida not to indoctrinate children in far-left ideology. Go.
Let me ask you, what does Governor Ron DeSantis not know about black history and the black experience when he says that slavery and the aftermath of slavery should not be taught to Florida school children?
I don't know what he knows and what he doesn't know, but I know this. Any push to censor America's teachers and tell them what they should be teaching in the best interest of our children, in partnership with the parents of America, is, I think, wrongheaded.
Okay, so number one, that's not what DeSantis did. He didn't order that the teachers not teach school children about slavery. He ordered that the 1619 Project, which is a total lie, and I'll be proving that in my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, is not, because that is indoctrination. Now, Harris, believe me, has no clue about any of this, all right? Because if you were to allow teachers, and I used to be a high school teacher, to come in and teach their ideology instead of the facts about what happened in history, then you got nothing. You got no education at all. That's what they do in China. Okay? But the fact that Mitchell would say that, Andrea Mitchell would say that, I mean, that's as dumb and misleading as what Lemon did. Spring break. All right, it's the season. Something they call winter break, spring break. That what they won't call is Easter break, which they use. Okay. Don't go to Mexico. If you're going to Mexico, you dopey college kids, if you're going there and you get hurt there, okay, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. I'm sorry. Dangerous place to go. Plenty of spring break places in the USA that are more safe, Caribbean, all of that. You going to Mexico? Oof. In New Orleans, a big spring break destination, they had Mardi Gras last night, okay? And at 9:30, and I knew this would happen, there was a shooting. 5 people shot, 1 dead, okay? During the parade last night, the Bacchus Parade. And this is unbelievable. They stopped the parade, I guess, to get the bodies off the street. And then it continued. It was like, oh, okay, we got five people shot, but we can't stop the parade. Not a lot of money. It always comes back to this. A lot of money. But New Orleans, I wouldn't, if my kid, no. Nope. Go to the Redneck Riviera in Alabama. Can I say that? That's the name of it. Go to the Panhandle, go to Florida, go to Palm Springs in California, good spring break destination, go to the Caribbean, stay out of the violent places. In LA, which total breakdown of law enforcement, a bishop, David O'Connell, shot dead in his home, Hacienda Heights, not a bad neighborhood. There's more to this story. I'm not going to speculate what happened here. They do have a suspect. But when a Catholic bishop can get shot dead in his own home, you got to pay attention to that. But we'll follow it. We're not going to speculate. Smart Life. So for whatever reason, insurance rates on everything have doubled on average. So homeowners and car, whatever insurance you had, you're going to pay a lot more for it. And if you want to buy a vehicle, particularly a pre-owned vehicle, which is a used car. My parents always had a used car. We never had a new car. But anyway, everything is up, up, up. Smart Life. Okay. You can get those insurance premiums down, but you got to work the phones. All right? I told you this. I had an astronomical jump in my homeowners. And I looked around. I found an insurance agency in Philadelphia, which was far lower. Okay, and I took it. Same premium, same deductible. Look around. On a car front, don't buy from the dealers. You're crazy. Go in the your newspaper, classifieds. There's tons of cars. Okay? You go, you look at the car, you take the car to a mechanic who looks at the car, you buy the car from the guy who's selling it or the gal, and then you buy CarShield, one of our sponsors. Because CarShield gives you the warranty, covers everything. You will save thousands of dollars if you have to buy a car now. You walk into that dealership, you're gonna get killed. Smart Life. This day in history, terrible. February 20th, 1933. Hitler calls a meeting of the big German industrialists, okay? And they all show up at Hermann Goering's estate, Goering's second in command in the Nazi party, okay? Now, here are the companies that showed up to curry favor with Hitler. Mercedes, Audi, BMW, Deutsche Bank, Hugo Boss, Porsche, Shell Oil, Siemens, Volkswagen, and others. Now, what did they do? They all gave the Nazi party millions of Reichsmarks. That gave Hitler enough money to form his hateful, odious organization and then defeat his competition in the election. Those people who helped Hitler never were held to account. In fact, Mercedes had 46,000 forced laborers in its plants during World War II. And Hitler rewarded all of those corporations with government business. They all made billions of dollars. None of them held to account. I will never do business with Mercedes, ever. The others, you know, I research each one of them to see how bad it was. Deutsche Bank, forget it. Not me. Uh-uh. These companies, they were responsible. Not partially. If Hitler didn't have that money, he couldn't have taken over the German government. Did you know that? Did you know any of that? Keep it very quiet. Okay. Good mail segment and a final thought. We'll be back in a moment. Let's go to the mail. Suzanne Pascal, Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Don Lemon's been crucified because he said Nikki Haley is past it at age 51, thinks she's too old for run to president. Of course, he supports Biden. I know, isn't that great? He supports Biden. And I love it. Dan, concierge member, notable, quotable. Under the banner of free speech, the Constitution guarantees the right to be a moron. That's for me. That's in the O'Reilly quotables. I have that in my column on Lemon. I hope you go read the column on BillO'Reilly.com. Jolene, concierge member, Bill, while I don't wish ill on anyone, Don Lemon is reaping what he has sown. Okay. George, concierge member, when Lemon said Nikki Haley's past her prime, wonder why he didn't mention Kamala and Hillary. Excellent point. And the women on the panel, you know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Linda White. You're absolutely correct about Lemon, O'Reilly. We must practice what we preach. He's entitled to his opinion, even if it's stupid. It's a right to say that without losing his job. Nothing this cancel culture doing is protecting anyone's rights. You are absolutely right. The cancel culture is so heinous, so destructive to this nation. Ruth Brock, Jordan Valley, Israel. Bill, I agree with you that most probably Nikki Haley will not be the Republican nominee. At this stage, only Trump and DeSantis are viable. Also, I will not vote for anyone who refuses to come on the No Spin News. Well, I appreciate that, Ruth. I hope you stay safe over there in Israel. I know the times are a little turbulent. BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News are worldwide now distribution. And we'd love to hear from you guys overseas. Michael Archuleta, Draper, Utah. It's been reported millions of people have migrated to the USA. Our government reports the unemployment rate is low. Are the people who have crossed our border illegally being counted? No. Nope. It's only Social Security numbers and things like that. Now, some of them have phony Social Security, but most of them are not counted. Robert Schweitzer, Smithville, New Jersey. I want to thank you again, Bill, for mentioning missingmoney.com. Missingmoney.com. I found two claims from my mother's estate 10 years ago, as well as three claims for one of our daughters from 20 years ago. Total recovered $2,000. Way to go, Robert. Way to go. I mean, this is a smart life is there to save you money. Summer Boyd, Sussex, New Jersey. Mr. O'Reilly, I'm 13. Interested in reading your killing books. My dad heard you on the radio recommending a certain order in which to read them. Okay, Summer, here's the deal. I would read Killing England first, because that sets the tone for the country that you live in. Then I would read Killing Lincoln, okay? Because that is the pivotal event, the Civil War, and Abraham Lincoln's the best president. So after you read those two, then you can read any of the others in any order you want. You might want to cluster the World War II books. We have Killing Patton, Killing the Rising Sun, Killing the SS. You might want to cluster those. And then we have Killing Jesus, which is a departure from America, but it's, I think, the most fascinating story we've told on all the 12 killing books. So the first two, and then whatever subject interests you the most, Summer, if you read all those books, you are going to be the smartest kid in your school. Okay, let's go to the touts. Now, Team Normal. Once again, there are two teams, Team Normal and Team Crazy in the United States right now. We're on Team Normal, and we got great gear for you, okay? We got the hats, and we got the mugs, and we got the shirts, and we got everything. And you can pre-order. There's a bumper sticker, and we'll get them to you. We're going to have them in soon, and we're not going to charge you until we have them in. Okay, and if you want to back out by the time we charge you, you can. So we're giving you every chance to get on Team Normal. I got a nice logo on BillO'Reilly.com. And by the way, if you want to reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. I hope you go to the website every morning, read the message a day. We'll get you the tone of what's going on. And again, we will never, ever mislead you about anything. And the Team Normal stuff and all the other stuff we have in our, I got a mug right here, our store, this helps our news agency. We pay our people pretty well. And we don't, you know, we're not currying favor with anybody. Okay, we don't do, as we said at the top of the show, slant the news in any direction to prosper. We don't do that. Okay, let's take another short break and pay some bills with this. And we'll be back. Oh, the word of the day is bilious, B-I-L-I-O-U-S. I did not know this word. Bilious. Do not be bilious when writing to Bill. Back in a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, final thought of the day. As you know, I don't watch a lot of television. The only program that I tape is Blue Bloods on CBS Friday nights. Excellent writing on that program. All right, been around for a while. You'll like it, I think, if you're like me and you appreciate good acting and good writing and storylines that are realistic. All right, that's it. I tried to watch 60 Minutes again last night. I couldn't get through it. Too dull. I don't know what happened over there. Okay, I can't get through it. And then I'll watch sports. Okay, I'm a big sports guy, but that, I don't watch entertainment television. However, there's a very interesting show on MGM Plus. Okay, you got to search for it. But you know who Forrest Whitaker is? Guy is a great actor. He's always, I ran into him in DC one time, and I'm not a fan guy, but I said, gee, boy. He played Idie Amin in The King of Scotland. The guy is really good. He's the lead in The Godfather of Harlem. It's about a heroin dealer, a big level guy who runs Harlem in the 1960s. Very realistic. And that's why I watch it. Here's a clip. Okay, it's in the same mode as The Sopranos. Tough language, it's violent, but there's a difference. So Tony Soprano was glamorized in that show. That bothered me a bit, because Gandolfini was such a good actor, so charismatic, that his mob and his criminality was kind of overlooked. Here, the writers of Godfather of Harlem, whereas Whitaker is charismatic, okay, and you want to like him, they're making him into a monster. It's subtle. It's subtle, but they're not glorifying this guy. And then they're bringing in Malcolm X and Adam Caden Powell, and it's, you know, I know this area. I know it. And it's pretty realistic. So anyway, I thought I'd give you the tip because it's a wasteland out there. Is it not a wasteland in this? I mean, I look at the TV listings. I don't have a lot of discretionary time, but once in a while, I just like to watch something. I mean, how many werewolves and vampires and zombies can you watch on cable? My God. So anyway, Godfather of Harlem, MGM Plus. Check it out, but not if you're sensitive and the language and all of that. You don't want to go there. But if you like good drama, good acting, it's a good show. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.